This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. This is for Tuesday.
If your faith has been tested and now you're questioning God's love and His activity in your life, this is a podcast that you don't want to miss.
That's right.
Because we understand and we've got some good stuff to say about this. We're led to a passage, and actually a couple of passages in the book of Psalms, which is such an awesome book. I love the book of Psalm in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
So you want to read them, honey?
Yeah, well, Psalms 3:3.
This is the one I like the most.
Says, "But you, O Lord, are a shield around me. You are my glory."
Mm-hmm. Mm. And the rest of it?
"The one who holds my head high."
Mm-hmm.
And verse 4 says, "I cried out to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill."
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, in Psalms 27, I'm not going to read it all to you, but I do encourage you to please read Psalms 27. It's my personal favorite. Side of the Psalms. Yeah, but verse 27:7 through verse 14 says, "Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me. My heart has heard you say, 'Come and talk with me.' And my heart responds, 'Lord, I am coming.'" And in some versions of some Bibles, it says, "The Lord says, 'Seek my face,' and then I respond, 'Lord, your face I shall seek.'"
Mm-hmm.
"Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Even my father and my mother have abandoned me. The Lord will hold me close. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting all around me. Do not let me fall into their hands, for they accuse me of things I've never done. With every breath, they threaten me with violence. Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living."
Mm-hmm.
"Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
It's beautiful. David was just such a man after God's own heart.
Sure was.
According to what the scriptures say. But, wow, if y'all are like us and your faith has been tested, you know, you can fall into questioning God's love, you know, and his activity in your life, regardless of how long you've been professing his name and how long you've been actually following him. And
yep,
that's kind of an embarrassing, hard thing to admit. But you know what? Those times can work in your favor with him, because you can go deeper with him.
Right.
And it ends up being one of those situations where you're like, that's really what I needed to. I've been praying to go to another level with God. I knew that I needed to get more serious about him in a new and a fresher way, or whatever the case may be. And you can look back on that and go, wow, some of those questions I had before this, I've got answers to now. And it didn't have to be. It didn't have to be a bad thing. And till it can be, till you reach that point, get to the other side. But you know, if we could just reach out there and grab everybody by the hand and just shake them and say, "He's real.
Yeah.
He loves you, and he is involved in every area of your life. Not only is he wants to be. We'll just let him." How about you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know growing up, I mean, I always, you know, was curious about Jesus, you know. I even when I was young, I was always curious about him. But, after my parents split up and my relationship with my father, I didn't have one for many, many years. I didn't see him for about 8 years. And so, you know, I questioned God's love in his activity in my life. But what I didn't understand was I'd never given him my life. Mm-hmm. You know, I was curious about him. Mm-hmm. But then I would keep a distance.
Yeah.
Because I'll be honest with you, I was mad at him. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be around him. You know, I acted like I did. I played the part. Mm-hmm. But I never gave my life to him. Mm-hmm. You know. And so I spent 40 years of my life running away from him. Mm-hmm. And then when he took me into his arms, I never have questioned his love for me again. Mm-hmm. But sometimes his activity in my life, I still find myself questioning sometimes. Right. But that doesn't mean I don't have faith mm-hmm. that he's going to make everything work out for good, just like it says in Romans 8:28.
And you can't beat yourself up about it.
Oh, absolutely
not. You have those thoughts.
Those are thoughts that sometimes they're very fleshly. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, you know, they're coming from your faith. God, you know, what can I do to be more obedient? Or, you know, nothing I can do, I can receive more grace. Nothing I can do, I can receive more mercy. Because he's done it all.
Right.
But what can I do to please you? What can I do more?
Especially in it. Well, the first 3 years of our marriage, you know, it just seemed like we were being tested right and left all the time when it came to your health. I mean, you had a surgery every year.
Yeah.
Those first 3 years of our marriage. And that was a real test, not only of our faith, but on our marriage.
Right.
You know, those were some tough times early on. And there, yeah, we're not going to lie to everybody and say we didn't question why or ask the question why, because we did.
Yeah.
But we also realized, you know, through that, we saw God's hand in it the whole time. We saw his hand in the whole time. And it took our faith to another level. But, you know, we've got to realize that when we're in those turmoils, to make it a point to look and see him in it.
Yeah.
And if we can remember to do that, it puts a different perspective on it.
You know, and also petition with the Lord, you know, Lord, I want to see activity in my life right now because I want to glorify your name. It's all about glorifying him, okay? It's not about glorifying us. And so many times, I think, you know, we want to do something to where it really makes us feel better. I mean, it's not about us feeling better. It's about what can we do for him.
People are watching.
Yeah, people are watching. You know, when I was sick, you know, one of my first surgeries had a bad staph infection. And, you know, it was touch and go there for a mm-hmm. while. You know, we didn't know if it was the real bad staph. And, I mean, it was weird seeing nurses walk in there covered up and, you know, mask and everything. And it was just, you know, I mean, we're all very concerned. Mm-hmm. And I remember laying in the bed, and I was just whining and crying out to God and just telling him, you know, Lord, where are you? You know, where are you here? You know, please heal me. You know, and he was very, very clear to me in my state that I was in. He said, you know what? He said, are you going to keep whining? Or are you going to shine? And right then, an intern walked in at the hospital, and guess what he was? He was a Muslim. Mm-hmm. And he saw my wristband that says, I am second. Mm-hmm. And he asked me what that was. And I got to evangelize to him mm-hmm. and say, it means I'm second to Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. He's my Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And I was able to talk to him.
Yeah.
Through all that turmoil and all that, his glory got to shine, and well, that's what it is.
And we had scriptures all over the walls. We wouldn't even let them in the door unless they signed outside that said that they would confess those scriptures when they came in.
Yeah.
And we had actually handed them out, asked them when they left to please continue to do so. So we just took those opportunities, and it wasn't even to say, hey, look at us. It was that desperate. God, we need you in this.
Yeah.
That was what it was all about.
But, you know, through it all, I personally, and so did Teresa, have witnessed his activity in our life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the greatest activity in all of our lives is that he died on the cross. Mm-hmm. That's all the activity we really need.
Right.
Should we ever question him after what he's done for us.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what? If you have found yourself maybe questioning his love because you don't know him, or maybe you did.
Hmm. You've a distorted
at one
version
time,
of what
yeah,
he's like.
Yeah, but you've walked away.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? The only way to really know his love and his activity in your life is to give your true heart to him mm-hmm. and your whole entire life and be submissive.
Mm-hmm.
So I pray that right now you pray with us and accept him as your Lord and Savior and start witnessing his love and his activity in your life.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, thank you for this day, and Lord, thank you for being so active right now in my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, and I know, Father, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven. And I'm asking you right now, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me. Thank you for now I can know your love and how active you really are in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, thank you mm-hmm. for all who have been listening today. And if you gave your life to Christ or have a prayer request, we'd love to hear from you at info@livingitup.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's Tuesday, and the weekend's coming up before you know it. So start praying right now about a church you may want to attend this weekend and ask them if they have a mentorship or discipleship program and have someone walk along with you side by side. At least for the first year, to help teach you about our wonderful Savior.
That's right. All right. So until tomorrow, keep living it up.
While beginning again.